Marjorie, 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 we've got another one, we've got another one, we've got another one, another great story, oh, myth, legend, whatever it is, perhaps it's real, we'll never know. This one concerns a goblin. Yes, what are you looking at me like that for? What? No, it does not concern my cousin Algernon. That was all a misunderstanding. Nothing to do with him in the woods. Oh, mind you, when you think about a goblin as being a strange creature, an evil, mischievous being that looks like a grotesque gnome, yes, I can quite see what you mean. That is Algernon to a T. Anyway, moving on. Oh, Marjorie, we're going to need some super, super scary music for this. It concerns the Goblin of Glorith Woods. Marjorie, music! Oh, well done, Marjorie. This gives me quite a shiver. Quite the shiver. Right. Let's introduce myself and everyone else on the team. My name is Kevin Green, and this is the Scary Tales from Scary Places podcast. It is indeed. And avec moi today, we have the wonderful, the lovely, the ever silent, but utterly gorgeous Marjorie. Hello, Marjorie. Thank you. Nice. Wave, smile and wave. Lovely. And we shall be joined by our roving reporter, Renice, later on, when she will be on the spot of whatever this story is today. Well, whatever it is, who knows? Well, I've already told you what it is. Anyway, there she will be for us. This is episode 17 of the said Scary Tale from Scary Places podcast. Now, in Welsh, episode 17 is Undeg Saith. I'm getting the hang of this Welsh malarkey. Undeg Saith. There we are. That's 17. So this is episode 17 of a glorious, glorious series. I hope you're enjoying it. I'm loving making it for you. Loving it, loving it, loving it. Now, today's episode concerns the Glorith Woods Goblin. Oh, what a scary thing that is, Glorith Woods Goblins. Oh, not goblins, I think, just one. Oh, just one goblin. What a shame, eh? Just the one goblin. Oh. Anyway, let me set the scene. Let me set the scene for you. Now, about a century ago, I suppose, about a century ago. This concerns a chap called Thomas Davis. Thomas Davis, whose job in the Glorith Woods, his job in the woods was to control foxes and other vermin that were all over the place. They were rushing hither and thither, yes, getting under people's feet. Everywhere you looked, there was a fox. Or a bit of verm. Oh, everywhere you looked was vermin. Everywhere you looked, you couldn't put your foot down without treading on a fox or a bit of vermin. So his job was to control it, so it wasn't overrun by them. And one day, he found what he was looking for. He found the fox's den. Ah, now, this is where it gets a bit unpleasant, I'm afraid. He was a countryman, and obviously his job was to control them, so he recognised there were cubs there. Being a countryman, he recognised there were cubs in residence, and it was a vixen who was looking after them, a female fox. And Mr. Davis planned to eradicate. There's no nicer way of putting it. Eradicate the vixen and her cubs. Boo! Hiss! And all of the rest of it. Yes. Boo! Hiss! All right. Right, Marjorie, stop hissing at me. God. I agree, Marjorie. Stop booing and hissing. Blimey. Anyway, that was his job. It's a long time ago. That was his job. And he had to eradicate the pests as they were seen at the time. So, he got himself up a large oak tree. large oak tree. Can you picture the scene? He's up this large oak tree. Yes, and he was waiting, waiting for nightfall. Ah, so he could set about his unpleasant task. Don't, I'm not even going to think about what he was going to do. Anyway, Mr. Davis, I can't call him Thomas. No, Mr. Davis. Mr. Davis waited until it was dark. Then, what do you think happened? Hope it was something nasty. Don't like him. So, what did Thomas do? Well, he was continuing to wait by the den to see if the vixen left. And what did he hear? Oh, Thomas heard blood-curdling screams coming from the direction of the sea. Oh, what could it be? Blood-curdling screams, but they were far away, so he paid them little heed. He paid them no heed. His job was to control the worm and sort the foxes out. That was his job, and he was going to do it, by golly. He was going to do it. And then these screams came again, and it sounded like a human being in distress. It sounded like a human being's cry. A distress cry, a scream. So he thought, oh, I don't know, though. That don't sound good. Oh, if they stub their toe or something, you know, trod on a thorn. It don't sound great, does it? Perhaps they're lost. Oh, the screams were loud, and they were getting closer and closer, these screams. Oh, closer and closer to where he was, up this oak tree. Oh, eventually the screams became so near. They were right there by him. The screams were there. He could almost touch the scream. There's a thought. He could be able to touch the scream. Ooh. He could almost touch it. Oh, and then Thomas looked down. Thomas, I've called him Thomas. Mr. Davis looked down and he saw what was making the screams. Oh. Oh, my goodness me. I gave him a bit of a twitter, I can tell you. Oh, oh, the old heart started to palpitate, started to sweat. Oh, it was awful. In front of him was something terrifying, something horrifying, something awful. Oh, it was a nude demonic being. Oh, it's Algernon. No, it's not Algernon. Oh, it's a nude demonic being. With a hideous goblin with luminous eyes burning like fire, like fire. Fire! Oh, he was terrified. Thomas Davis was terrified. What on earth was it? What on earth was this creature that was staring at him? What on earth? That's a good point, actually. What on earth was it? Perhaps it wasn't of this earth. Ah, perhaps it was an alien. Anyone thought about that? Hey, hey, an alien encounter. Hey, maybe. What do you think, Marjorie? No, you don't think so. What? You don't think it was an alien? Okay. Marjorie doesn't think it was an alien, so we'll go with Marjorie. Marjorie doesn't think it was an alien, so Marjorie's saying it was a goblin. Is she? Yes, Marjorie knows all about that. Anyway, what on earth happened? It approached Thomas up his tree and fixed him with its glowing eyes. What did Thomas Davis do? Oh, he closed his eyes. That's the best way. Always when something ghastly is happening, close your eyes or make a cup of tea. That's always good. Oh, it's so awful. Shall have some tea. Yeah, lovely. He closed his eyes in terror. Well, wouldn't you? Oh, I would. He closed his eyes in terror and praying that the creature was in his imagination. In his imagination, but when he opened his eyes, they were still there. He was still there, staring at him with his burning eyes like coal, eyes like fire. Oh, terrifying, terrifying. He carried on like this for a while, to Mr. Davis. And every time he opened his eyes, it was still there, but he shut them again. He shut them again in terror and horror. Oh, until one time, when he opened his eyes, the creature had gone, never to be seen again. What was it? What was the creature of the woods? Was it a goblin? Or was it something else? Was it an alien? Maybe. Who knows? Why was it screaming? Who knows? Who knows? So, If you go down to the Glodyth Woods, you actually can go down to the Glodyth Woods. They're amazing. There's still an ancient woodland. It's still there. Go and see it. You can get lost in there, into the ancient woodland with oaks, ancient oaks, and all the moss hanging from the trees. You can lose yourself in there. You go in there and you can't hear civilization. The possibility of hearing a scream and seeing a goblin is immense, immense. Do go to the Glodyth Woods. And if you do go to the Glodyth Woods, look out for that goblin. You never know. There could be one staring at you with eyes of fire. Marjorie. Ho, ho, ho. Some music. Blimey, Marjorie, blimey. Oh, blimey, goodness me, goodness me. Let's move on to the next section where we call... We move on to the next section where we call on Janice. Janice, our roving reporter, who will be on the spot in the Glodyth Woods looking for a goblin. Can you hear me, Janice? Janice, are you there? Are you there? Are you there, Janice? Can you hear me? Janice? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you loud and clear. Thank you. I can hear you. There's no need to sing at me. Thank you very much. I can hear you. Yes, I am in this wood.
That's where I am. I'm in a wood. It's very lovely. Very lovely wood. It's very quiet. Yes, I can't hear a soul. There's not a thing going on here. But it's very quiet. It's just a wood. It's just a lovely wood. Let me just take a walk. I'm going to walk over here. Walk over here where it looks lovely over here. The sunlight is coming through the dappled leaves. Oh, it's lovely. Dappled sunlight coming through the leaves. What I was trying to say. I got that all wrong. Anyway, the sunlight gives me all the little shadows on the... Oh, it's lovely here. Lovely, lovely, lovely. What was that noise? What was that noise? I heard a bit of a scream then. What was that? What was that? Oh, who's that? Oh, my God, there's a thing over there. There's a thing over... Oh, it's Algernon. It's only Algernon. It's all right. Oh, I thought you were a goblin, Algernon. I really did. Oh, put some clothes on. Oh, my God. That's disgusting. Anyway, oh, dear. Oh, no. Oh, strange, evil, mischievous being you are. Easy to mistake you for a goblin. Anyway, I'd better hang you back to the studio because, yes, it's lovely here except for Algernon. Anyway, I'll see you later. Bye. Thank you, Janice. Thank you, Janice. It's good to know Algernon's getting out and about and getting some fresh air. Anyway, lovely. You're right, Marjorie. You're right, it's Algernon. This has been episode 17, episode Undead Scythe of the Scary Tales from Scary Places podcast with your host, Kevin Green, with Marjorie and with Janice and Algernon for some reason. This has been the tale of the Glodyth Woods Goblin. Please join us again some other time. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe the next day. Who knows? We shall return with something extra special for you. Something scary. Something spooky. Something along those lines. So until the next time, it's goodbye!